Wellington Halton Hills MP Michael Chong has been granted the ability to question witnesses at an upcoming public inquiry on foreign interference. In a decision by Justice Marie-Josée Hogue, Commissioner in charge of the public inquiry into foreign interference in federal electoral processes and democratic institutions, Chong has been granted standing as a party in the factual and policy phases of the inquiry. Applicants who are granted full standing are given an opportunity to participate directly in the proceedings, including the right to receive prior notice of documents entered as evidence, advanced notice of the expected testimony of witnesses, the right to question witnesses on matters relevant to the basis upon which standing was granted, the right to propose witnesses, and the ability to make submissions to the commission. This grants the Wellington Halton Hills MP greater participation rights than was granted to the Conservative Party of Canada and the NDP, which were given intervenor status. Chong had been the alleged target of foreign interference campaigns by China. In June, the acting commissioner of the RCMP told a federal committee it was investigating a plot of interference and intimidation of Chong by China after it was publicly revealed by a May Globe and Mail article. This led to Chinese diplomat Zhao Wei being expelled from Canada. Later in the summer, Global Affairs Canada revealed in a report it was monitoring a digital information ecosystem consisting of false or misleading narratives about Chong, including claims about his identity, background, political stances, and family's heritage. Analysis of the data found it highly probable, but not conclusive, that China was involved. The detailed allegations contained in Mr. Chong's application persuade me that he has an important direct and substantial interest in the commission's work, Hogue wrote in the decision. I also believe that he will be able to make a necessary contribution to this work by providing information on certain events and several exchanges he has had on this subject. Also, his experience and his viewpoint as a current parliamentarian involved in issues related to foreign interference will be useful in the policy phase as well. In addition, Mr. Chong's participation will undoubtedly contribute to the thoroughness of the inquiry. Hogue also noted allegations that the Government of Canada failed to alert him about his status as a target of foreign interference and therefore represents a failure on the part of the government. Public hearings are expected to begin in January.